This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Kicking something off. And it actually works out pretty good because, well, I think we're going to make this his regular day. I like to have the sponsors come on to talk about more than just their product, because this gives you a chance to look at the company, to look at the motivation behind the company. So, one company that I have more experience day in and day out than any other company out there that I've ever been involved with, believe it or not, is Sheath Underwear. And that's because I wear it every day. And joining me for the first time in the world, according to Sheath Underwear, is the creative mind and the creator of Sheath Underwear, Robert Patton. Good evening, sir.
You're far too kind, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
That's true, though, isn't it? You created it, you made it.
Yeah.
I'm just stating a fact. You know, Ty Cobb said it isn't bragging if you can do it.
It was done. It's being done. Yeah. I'm very proud and very happy with the progress we've made over the past few years.
So we had a bunch of stuff that we had lined up to talk about last week, and then that didn't work out. So what would you like to talk about this week? Or are we going to talk about the same things? Or let's kick this off. Item number one, what's on Robert's mind?
Well, first of all, thank you again for having me. Everyone, I'm the CEO of Sheath Underwear. Please feel free to visit sheathunderwear.com. Just go ahead and put that out there. But I thought we were going to talk a little bit about the Space Force, because we had been talking about that, and it's kind of going on in the news, and people are interested in it, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Tell me what angle you want to come at it from.
I mean, it was introduced by Trump. People are sort of laughing at it on one side, and people don't really know what to think about it. And what do you think about it?
What I think about it is that we're going to go there anyway, and we probably already are.
Yeah.
We probably already are, because with all of those satellites out there and everything else, we rely on satellites for communications, for transportation. There's a lot of things we rely on daily that if that wasn't up there anymore, we would feel that. So, yeah, I think we're already there to a certain degree now. Is that going to be expanded? Of course it is.
Yeah, I was listening to a YouTube video earlier, and, the Air Force was actually a division of the Army at one point in time.
That's right.
Until it broke off, which at the current, state, the Space Force exists within the Air Force, according to what I've heard. So it's like it already exists. They would just have their own special uniform and their own special bases, and then they would take over operations specifically from that branch and allow the Air Force to just focus on that, their mission of protecting the inner earth, air, parts. I don't know. It's an interesting topic. People are scared of it. Like, why are we going to even do that? And it's, we have, the other countries are doing it, so wouldn't we want to be ahead of the curve and stay on top of that? And like you said, we already are. We already kind of handled that through the Air Force, through the satellite communications. But would creating its own branch be beneficial in any way? I don't know.
Well, I mean, one of the things we've been most concerned about, right, was North Korea popping a EMP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order for them to pop an EMP, that has to be an intercontinental ballistic missile. So that means it has to breach the atmosphere and, you know, skip on space for a minute and then head back down. While it's skipping on space, that's when it's its most vulnerable. Now, from here, that we have no chance of shooting that down from here. But now, if we had somebody in low Earth orbit, now we're talking about something.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking of being locked and loaded from a space perspective.
Yeah.
To be ready to protect ourselves. And, I mean, I'm a Second Amendment advocate. We talked about that last time. I don't know. I'm on the Bill Frady show, and I want to talk about like current events and politics, the things that you talk about. And I don't know if you've gone over this, but it's like an armed space force is inevitable, and it's just like, when are we going to do it? And I think a lot of people are against this specifically because Trump brought it up. You know, Obama had brought it up, everyone would be all for it, I think. I'm not sure.
That's a valid point, but I mean the fact that Trump brought it up, you know, that does not make it invalidated. In my view, it is inevitable that we will extend that to that part of our area, part of our little part of the universe. That is inevitable. The other thing is that it's probably, well, I mean, right now we've got Air Force experiments where they send these space planes up into low Earth orbit, and it stays up there for 200, 300 days at a time.
See?
And it looks like a miniature, I don't remember the nomenclature, but it looks like a miniature space shuttle, but it is so top secret, we can see pictures of it, but we can't find out anything about the missions it's doing. And we know, for example, that you know, when humans stay in space for a long time, that has a very detrimental effect on our physical body. But
right.
I think they're trained. I think the Air Force with this space plane that they send up there that is just up there for, you know, a year, three quarters of a year or something. I think that is the shape of things to come. I think that we're going to have a space force up there that will be, you know, we've got all of these drones and everything else that can be flown out of a container somewhere in Arizona. It can be operational somewhere on the other side of the world. And in order for that to work, we've got to have these satellites and these communications link ups and everything else. It's got to be maintained up there. And if somebody takes that out, then we lose that capability. We're not going to let that happen. We probably already have that, Robert.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some sort of treaty in space. I've heard about that, where like you can't shoot out other countries' satellites, and that's an act of war. And so there's a space treaty where there would be no warfare in space. So that would, I don't know how that would affect the Space Force.
Well, I mean, we've had treaties before, and then when the treaties break down, then we have war.
Exactly. Exactly. So you have to prepare yourself.
Yes, you have to be ready for that eventuality.
Yeah. I mean, and we're fighting over resources on Earth at the moment, like oil or water. So eventually it's going to get ugly, and maybe we have to go to space for resources or migrate out off of this planet, and it's a matter of, it's just practicality to start that process. I mean, Elon Musk is doing it with the SpaceX program. Other companies are looking for ways to advance our life on other planets and, you know, find resources. So I think people thought it was a joke, but it's going to happen.
Well, I think it's real. I just don't, I haven't looked at it that deep, but I do like it. It just, the thought of it is very, it's provoking. It's very thought-provoking.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the first break.
Uniforms are going to be cool.
Yeah, I won't wear those myself. I at least want a shirt. But we're coming up on the first break. Now, for those of you who have never tried teeth underwear, you don't have to be just a guy. Women have it, too. He's introduced that, too. Mm-hmm. This is the underwear, the performance underwear that's going to change your life, your day-to-day. Go to sheathunderwear.com. Use my name. That'll get you some money off. Just Frady. Just Frady. Just, you know, not uppercase, not lowercase, any case you want to use it. Try that out. Go try the underwear. Whether you use my name or not, definitely get the underwear. We'll be right back. My guest from Sheath Underwear is Robert Patton. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Robert Patton. He's the CEO of Sheath Underwear, the best performance underwear in the world. I know because I tested it in the harshest conditions in June in Camden, Tennessee, in the heat, and I know. Nobody can tell me any different. But that's beside the point. Let us proceed with our discussion, shall we? Now, Robert and I both are military veterans, and I know that, you know, there's a... you wanted to bring up basic training.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Now, are we talking about in the context of the Space Force or...
I think it would be interesting for people to join the Space Force basic training. I think that would be way different than what I went through or you went through. But initially, I think a lot of people would just transfer or migrate over from existing service branches, so they wouldn't necessarily have to go through that. But when I went through it back in 2006, I went to Fort Jackson in South Carolina.
Right. Actually.
It's been a long time. And so I think the reason I wanted to bring it up, I guess, is because it showed a lot of my characteristics. It really helps you bring out your best potential, I think, if you can get through it without crying because they're yelling at you. That was what I saw a lot of people break down during that part. Basic training. I had seen enough movies to know that they wouldn't actually physically hurt you. It was like a test to see if you would break, and I think it made me better.
Let me ask you a question. What year did you go through basic training?
2006.
In 1984, I got punched twice in the mouth by my drill sergeant.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got punched twice in the mouth because when we came out of the gas chamber, because I went to Fort Jackson too. The barracks I was at was called Hollywood. I don't think they even exist anymore. Do they? Was Hollywood there when you went?
I don't know. I was at the Charlie Company and I didn't get out of it very much.
So, we came out of the gas chamber, and for some reason I became the pace man, which is hilarious because they decided I was setting too hot of a pace, and anybody that knows me knows that I hate running with all of my little heart. So he came up to me and stiff-armed me to slow me down, and when he did, my hand on the upper end of my rifle slipped, and I hit him in the lip with my flash suppressor.
That'll do it.
Split his lip, and then the next day he came and waited. He was sitting there. He was mad. He didn't kill me when I was there, but I mean, the next morning in formation, he punched me twice in the mouth, and I just stood there and took it.
Yeah, well, it makes you a better person. Sometimes it's good to get punched in the mouth, I think, if you deserve it. I'm not sure you deserved it in that particular case, but it'll make a man out of you.
I probably did.
My sergeant hated me. I don't know if they actually hated me, but they really seemed to focus a lot of their attention on making me miserable. And I probably deserved it also, though. I tend to stand out in a crowd when they want you to blend in and be invisible. So they made an example out of me in a lot of cases. But it actually made me stronger. It was funny because I ended up winning the PT award for, the highest PT score at the end of basic training, and it was probably because of all the, they called it smoking. They would smoke you. So I don't know if they used that back when
they used it in the 80s too. Yeah, smoking us was a fun thing.
Yeah, and it was painful, but it made me stronger. When I got out, I weighed 170 pounds. I was the leanest and most physically fit I had ever been, and I have ever been since then. And I think everyone should go through that, actually. Why does the Army need basic training? Why don't they just, put people in there? Right?
Well, I mean, with basic training, you got to take a kid off of the block, and the first thing they got to teach you to do is to listen to what you hear. So I don't know about you, but, when I got, the first thing they did was yell grenade, and we were all looking around like, really?
Yeah, but, that was crazy.
But that was to get us used to the idea of hitting the deck when they yelled grenade and snapping to when they walked up to us and getting in parade rest and everything. That edgy that edgy awareness they wanted us to have, we didn't have. And it took 8 weeks. You know, they gotta teach you to march as one and everything to be part of a unit, cohesiveness and all that other stuff. And, you know, basic rifle marksmanship. Well, that's 2 weeks. 2 weeks of sitting, laying in the prone position, pulling the trigger with your, with a quarter on your barrel to learn how to operate the trigger.
You have to stay steady.
Yep. So, I mean.
I came in second. I don't know why I'm like tooting my own horn or whatever. I came in second in marksmanship. But I really took it seriously. I went in at 26. A lot of the people were younger and I guess, I don't know, they didn't care as much, but I really wanted to excel and I did and it paid off. I got promoted faster and got, you know, I was an NCOIC on my second tour. And it's, I think that's just the way I do things though. I think your character comes out under pressure and I think it's a really good thing to have to go through that because otherwise yes. You don't know what you're capable of.
No, you don't. And I mean, that kind of being put in that kind of a situation, that kind of a stressful environment on a daily basis. I mean, by the time when you graduate, though, your chest is sticking out so far you can't see the ground in front of you. I mean, you're just that happy that you got through all of that because
proud of yourself.
Yeah. So I thoroughly, the fact that I went through it and graduated the first time, I was very pleased with myself. And then I realized how much of a piece of cake that was when I moved forward in my training. And but I agree with you. I think every young person should go through that simply because that, if nothing else, it teaches you an appreciation for your freedom of movement and being free in general, I think.
I think also it's the ultimate fraternity because that initial hazing is your initiation, and we're all brothers. Like, after that, when you meet someone that was in the Army, you're immediately friends, right?
Yep.
Are you, you know, you support them, and you would help them more so than you might help someone else. I don't know what, I think it's because we all have that bond of going through that initial hell and coming out stronger.
I mean, they told us this at Fort Jackson. It's not for everybody. Not everybody can actually hack it. And being able to hack it and go through it. I mean, some of the things that I saw, like I would see people that were distinguished honor grads of various things, and then they would just give up and TDP anyway, trainee discharge program. They'd just drop out. But they would be like the most super of soldiers you've ever seen in your life, and they would just quit. And I was like, well, I'm glad they did it now. So
yeah,
anyway.
I mean, a lot of people don't even qualify to get in.
No, you hang on right there. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Robert Patton. He developed the best underwear in the world, sheathunderwear.com. Go check it out. Use my name. Get a little money off. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You have- USA Radio News.
What the president focused on was a judicial philosophy. What he focused on was a body of work by Judge Kavanaugh. Look, make no mistake about it. Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative jurist. He's a principal conservative in the tradition of Justice Scalia. When you look at cases that he's ruled on.
Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Dow Jones was up 143 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Robert Patton from SheathUnderwear.com, which is the best underwear in the world. And we're sort of talking about how the challenge of military service really benefits anybody who goes through it. Would you credit your military time with making you self-motivating enough to where you created Sheath, for example?
I think it gave me the discipline to get up every morning and go to work and do the job and never quit. I think I had a little bit of that in me prior to joining the military. Like before, when I was in high school, I was a really avid basketball player, and I had to work really hard just to keep up because I was smaller and I'm very average in size and strength and overall ability. So I had to really go above and beyond every day, all day to keep up. And I still wasn't good enough. But that in itself, I think, led me to have this work ethic, which I think then I transferred into basic training. And I'm very competitive. I think if you are competitive and you're put in a basic training situation and you're looking around and you're comparing yourself to the other ones. I mean, I wanted to beat everyone, and I did in almost everything, even though I was just of an average size and strength. That's also what I liked about the military, because with basketball, there was nothing I could do to overcome the size difference. I was not going to make it, and I hurt myself trying, you know, through just injuries, and I went off on a little bit of a tangent, but I think that if you don't already have that in you, it can bring it out of you. If you've never been put in a test like that, that's the type of situation you need to be put in, because we're not challenged in everyday America. It's too easy to survive.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah. I think the thing about, you know, when you're in the MEP station and everything, and when you're getting processed in and everything, everybody still looks like they did when they were on the block.
Yeah.
And then after they issue the uniform and you go through the barbershop, well, now we all starting to look alike.
Mm-hmm.
We're all starting to look like that guy. And very slowly and almost ingeniously, all of their training is designed to make us think and act as one group, as one cohesive unit, which is we're all individuals coming in, and we have to learn to rely on each other. Because otherwise, we're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to get anywhere.
Totally.
So
you can't do it by yourself.
No.
That's a great point. I want to, like, jump in on that, because I think that's what it taught me. I think that's what I got the most out of the Army in regards to learning how to run a company, was the teamwork and leading from the front, and just, like, the leadership skills that they teach you and how to take care of your people and make sure all of their needs are taken care of so that they can do their job. And, I mean, that's been huge. And, I haven't lost anyone in my company due to them being unhappy. They're, you know, I take care of them and make sure they have what they need. And
right.
That's what the Army does for you. And, I mean, eventually.
The other thing I think that a lot of people don't look at is that they get these preconceptions of what they see. They watch Stripes. They've seen Private Benjamin. They've seen Full Metal Jacket and all this other stuff.
Exactly.
And no matter what they've seen, and no matter what unless you've actually been in it, you can't watch anything and be prepared for it. You can't watch anything and be prepared for it. Like, one thing that I discovered was when I went into the Army the first time they fed us, there was a bunch of stuff I didn't normally eat, like peas. I didn't eat peas. I didn't like carrot cake. I didn't like a whole lot of stuff. So they would serve it to us, and I wouldn't eat it. But then I'd be starving. Mm-hmm. And in 2 days, I was eating everything they stuck in front of me.
Yeah.
Because there's no snacking in the military. There's no candy bars, no Pop-Tarts. You eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that's it. You're getting nothing but water to drink.
Yeah.
You got to run everywhere you go.
Yeah. It was interesting. When I was in, they had two food options. They had the healthy line and the fast food line. And I was surprised to see a lot of the people on a daily basis would go and get a burger and fries and whatever. I never once went to the fast food line. I always got the white fish and rice and broccoli. I always had like hard boiled eggs and, a little bit of like oatmeal and like salads and things. I stuck to a very strict diet that they provided, but they gave us two options. And I think ultimately that, in addition to just my hard work and ethic, that put me over the edge when it came to that last day of the test for the physical fitness, because I won. But the day before, the guy that I had been rivaling the whole time, there was this young stud, he was 18-year-old and a football player, and But the day before the final test, he was looking at me with a burger in his hand, and he took a bite of it, and he was like, "I'm still going to beat you." But he didn't. I beat him, and it was awesome.
I think the other thing that when I got out of the military, it was a big shock to me because of what I considered to be a problem in the military was not what I would consider to be a problem in the civilian world. The civilian world problems, their threshold of it really being bad was really low. But one thing that I took away from all of that, of course, was that as long as you can't quit.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. In the military, you simply can't quit. You have to succeed. You have no choice but to succeed. And failure to succeed might mean that you know, in another circumstance, you might be dead. So you have to build that into your head that, you know, I'm going to succeed no matter what. And I think that has a lot to do with what I do for a living now. I think that has a lot to do with you starting Sheath and all of these other military people that get out there and do all this stuff. So the self-reliance that we come out of is, despite the fact that we try to build up ourselves as a cohesive unit, when we come out and we're no longer with our unit, we still have that feeling of that need to be self-reliant.
That's a good thing.
I do think so. I and one of the things that I've always wondered about, though, because I know plenty of veterans that were in when I was in, and I was a cold warrior primarily. You know, that was during when we thought the Soviets were bad boys and could do all this stuff, and turned out they couldn't, but, you know, we didn't know that at the time. And a lot of the veterans that I serve with are homeless now.
Ooh.
Or out of work, they have different things happening, and, you know, we didn't exist in the world of Vietnam. We didn't exist in the world that you existed in. We had a couple of low-intensity conflicts that occurred during my time that I was in, but it was nothing compared to what you guys existed in. And still, once they separate from the service, it's like they lose their identity, almost.
Yeah. It happens to a lot of my buddies have committed suicide, unfortunately, due to not having that structure or purpose in their life. And it's been hard because, like, you know, one in particular was reaching out to me to join this company, but he was like on drugs and just not a good influence on me. I couldn't like surround myself with him, and so I distanced myself from him, and then ultimately found out later that he had committed suicide along with multiple other of my, you know, fellow service members. And I feel very grateful that I have this passion to wake up to, you know, work on every morning, because a lot of these guys get out and they're lost and aimless and turn to, you know, like drugs and alcohol, unfortunately.
Let me get you hold right there. When we get back, Robert's looking for a few good men and women, and we're going to throw that at you. He is my guest, Robert Patton, Sheath Underwear. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Everybody needs to pay attention now because Mr. Patton here has got he's looking for a few good men or women
or women,
right? or women.
Yes sir.
So this is the sheath casting call. Tell me what you're looking
for. Okay, so we are doing the casting call for adventurous type people, maybe not even adventurous but passionate people who are active on social media, primarily Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Snapchat really doesn't do it for us. But so if you are active on social media and passionate about something that you do, like a hunter, fisher, and you're like a musician, a basketball player, anything, as long as you're not just like a couch potato and you're doing something with your life, essentially, we're looking for you to help promote our product on social media. And so all you have to do is go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/sheath. We just transitioned from sheath underwear to sheath.
So oh, did you Facebook. Get that?
So
oh,
we
got
we have sheath on Facebook. We're working on transitioning everything, but it's sheath on Facebook. I still sheath underwear on all the other platforms and still sheathunderwear.com, but we were probably going to get sheath.com. But as a side, so, I mean, go to our Facebook page. On the first pinned post, there's the application and it has the instructions. We just need a headshot and a 30-second video clip. You can take it from your phone. Just tell us why you think you would be a good representative or spokesperson. And essentially, we're going to give you products for each month for that participation in this program. And if you have enough followers, we can compensate monetarily, but we'll get into that. Right now, we're taking applications. We're looking for 20 people on the East Coast. So if you're not on the East Coast, it's not your time to apply. But if you're anywhere from Maine to Florida, go ahead and apply at castingcall@sheathunderwear.com, and we will go through the applicant. And if you win, then the winners will get $100, like right off the bat. You will get $100. You have 10 winners, and then you'll get free product each month as long as you participate in that. And then you know, there's other options available depending on how much activity you have on your social, you know, engagement. So
now, question: if somebody is going to try to apply to be a Sheath underwear spokesperson, model, whatever we're going to call
it, spokesman.
Spokesman. Does this mean that they're going to be obligated to take a bunch of nice pictures of themselves in wearing nothing but their Sheath underwear?
No, because we have shirts and hats also. We do like to have one of our garments, you know, represented in the picture. But you don't even have to be like Brad Pitt fit. You can, a lot of our spokespeople are of just average, you know, body shape, and they're representing Sheath awesomely. We appreciate that. That is not a factor. You do not necessarily have to be a beautiful person on the outside, as long as, you know, you're a beautiful person on the inside.
Yes.
And are willing to promote our product.
That's a good thing, because I don't consider myself to be a beautiful person, but I'm going to apply. I don't know if I meet the criteria, but this is something I see everybody out there. I know a lot of you right now. We need to put this on my Facebook, too.
Yeah, we're going to post it.
Because I got a bunch of people that are on my Facebook as well that probably listen to the show. But, you know, if we put this out there and put all these gun bunnies out there and say, hey, look, you can get all this product. I mean, the Sheath T-shirt's made out of bamboo. It is a wonderful thing. Haven't got a ball cap yet, but the T-shirt is something. I mean, it's like one of these forces of nature. And just getting out there and representing and everything. And I mean, if you're going to go out and shoot in on a nice hot range, you want to be wearing Sheath underwear. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, I did that in Camden, Tennessee for 2 days. The only two things that worked well for me were my underwear and my socks. Which
one
I didn't
of our influencers is actually an Olympic rifleman, and he's going to be on my webcast on our Sheath page on Monday. But he wears Sheath. That's all he wears, and he's one of our influencers. And so, like, he's an Olympian. He was just in Korea competing. He's a Paralympic, but still he's in the Olympics. And because we're here in Colorado Springs, where the Olympic Training Center is, and I have gone to the training center and watched him shoot, and he's dead on with that little rifle. But you can be one of our influencers, too. He doesn't have legs, like, and he's killing it, and he's representing Sheath. So, like, there's no barrier. You don't have to be any certain type to represent us. We don't discriminate at all.
Well, I mean, for those of us that are my age that are trying to get out there and continue to be active and everything, the thing about Sheath underwear that would be beneficial for anybody out there is it just keeps you cool. And when you're not miserable, because he and I have been miserable. Robert and I have been in various places in training for the military where we've been abjectly miserable, where if somebody had come up to us and said, here's a sledgehammer, you can beat your own brains out, we would have snatched that and we'd been done in three swings. If it took that
many.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've been that miserable. This is one way to not be that miserable, because right now it's the heat of summer. And I mean, I got back on the bike the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact. And do you have any Sheath stickers that I could like stick on my bike and on my helmet?
I do. I'll send you some. I got a pack
of
patches too. I don't know if you wear like a vest or anything. We got some patches. And like you said, it is that hot time of the year. This is our busiest time of the year. We did just get a full inventory shipment, but it doesn't last long, and we're still small enough to where it's like we don't have this vast inventory, so do take advantage of our full inventory at the moment. We are doing better though about keeping it in stock. We have more money now to keep buying inventory. So we're expanding the line, and we're offering new options. It's, you know, expanding and keeping everything in stock at the same time can be difficult, but we're doing better, and we have everything right now, so definitely go to sheathunderwear.com and buy a pair. And we also want you to like the underwear, or, you know, love them if you're going to be representing us, so we'd like people to have tried them also.
There's no reason that Lock and Load can't provide at least 10 spokespeople, but we need to shoot for 20.
Yeah.
or the sky's the limit, but there's no reason we can't get at least 10. So this is going to be a full court press because everybody listening to me, you would love awareness. You go to Academy Sports and you see these other brands out there. And first things first, make no mistake about it, Robert was first. He was the first one with this design. I mean, this design came out, Robert and I hooked up the first time around back in 2012, early 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hooked up more than once over time. And I'm telling you right now, Robert was first. And I'm also telling you that his material transcends what you thought was possible for underwear. And I'm telling you,
the
t-shirts,
that we use,
oh gosh.
Only, they specialize in underwear. They only make men's underwear, and they do it very well. And our customers are very happy.
It's designed for an active person. So if it's designed to keep an active person happy, for those of us that are just running around and riding a bike during the day or going out and shooting on a range or something, I mean, this is something that this should be issued to the military.
It should be.
Issued to the military. So,
yeah.
If it's going to work in the military, which is all day, every day, it'll definitely work for you. So, you can email me by going to the website, lockandloadradio.com with an N, not A-N-D, but with an N, L-O-C-K-N, Load Radio. Or you can get in touch with Robert or something else. But we're going to go to my Facebook, Bill Frady, or Lock and Load Radio, or Bill Frady, the public page, because it's going to be on all three of those too. So, that's coming up. I want the ninjas to be cool all under. And I know that that's stealing a thing, but they're not here to fight me for it. So anyway, and as we're about to run out of time, so let me tell you this, sheathunderwear.com, my last name, Frady, will get you what will it get you?
35%. That is
35% off.
Discount. Yeah, it's huge. It's very huge. So definitely take advantage of you.
Listen, I got my eyes on about 50 of you people, and I'm contacting all of you individually, and everybody's going to be getting some of this stuff. So anyway. This is the first time. Stay tune in with us next week when we come back with the next episode of The World According to Sheath Underwear with Robert Patton. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. Third hour is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I would've known cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.